I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're at a park in Sylvania. We're not doing a story on the park. We're actually doing a story on a baseball team.
Yeah, my name's Tyler James. We're at Veterans Memorial Field in Sylvania, Ohio, which is our home field for the Great Black Swamp Frogs.
The Great Black Swamp Frogs is a vintage baseball club, a club where they compete and play Civil War-era baseball using rules from 1860.
The way it's played is fundamentally the same as it's played today. We don't play with baseball mitts, we play with wooden bats. The balls are a little bit softer than a baseball, but sometimes they can get pretty rough. Just earlier this season, we had one of our guys dislocate his finger because he took a line shot down the third baseline. Yeah, we've had people break fingers. It's relaxed, but it can be dangerous at times.
But there is another rule that may help ease the pain of catching a ball with your bare hands, and that is if a batted ball is caught off of one bounce on the ground, then that batter is out, which differs quite a lot from modern baseball. Now, the club was founded by a familiar voice for the Rough Draft Diaries. He's a historian for the Toledo Mudhens and was featured on our Rough Draft Diaries episode on Moses Fleetwood Walker.
We were founded back in 1991 by John Hussman. He was the originator of the team, and I ended up joining the team because my dad actually lived behind John Hussman, and he was one of the original guys. So I just kind of inherited the team. Yeah, a couple years ago, our president at the time resigned, still playing for the team, but he needed somebody to fill in, so I jumped on board, and so I've been president for 2 years. There's teams all over the place. We've been to California to play. We go to Canada every single year to our sister city of Woodstock, Ontario. We've had games here at this field before where, I mean, people just come and watch, and people who are walking by stop and watch for a little bit. But yeah, it's totally open to the public if they know about it, so.
Stumbling upon a vintage baseball game in the park is really like stumbling into the 1860s. The players wear old-time uniforms, the umpire and the scorer also appear in period attire, and even some of the spectators don period dresses. There is no swearing, spitting, scratching, consumption of alcohol, chewing of tobacco, or wagering allowed at the games. But one thing hasn't changed. You're still allowed to cheer for the team you hope to win. It seems like it's an afternoon full of family-friendly entertainment, which actually ties into the Great Black Swamp Frogs' motto. It's, baseball is a gentleman's game. Now, this doesn't mean that women cannot play the sport. There are women on the Frogs team, but it means that matches are conducted to the highest standards of sportsmanship, gentlemanly behavior, courtesy, and respect for others, which is one of the main reasons as to why Tyler joined and continues to play the game.
It started out, I've played baseball since I don't remember how little I was, but I played T-ball and then went up through, grade school, junior high and everything. And then when I got into high school, I kind of had a decision to make if I wanted to play high school ball or if I wanted to play this, because training goes on throughout the summer and everything. And I love baseball. I've always loved baseball. And the intense competition of it kind of ruined it for me when I was growing up, especially in junior high and getting ready for high school. So I just kind of decided that I was going to stick with this. And I get to play with my dad, which a lot of guys don't get to say that they've ever been able to do, which is really, really cool for me. And the history of it is something that is just kind of cool. And it's different than anything else anybody can really say, you know. A lot of people play on softball teams, but how many people can say that they dress up like goobers and go play baseball like they live in the 1860s?
So it's this combination of a family tradition, a historical background, and a good, clean sense of fun that makes the Great Black Swamp Frogs what it is today. And also the reason why Tyler thinks anyone can enjoy a game of vintage baseball.
You know, not everybody likes baseball, but for me and people who do like baseball, there's a feeling that you get when you go to a baseball game, and it's a mix of entertainment and nostalgia, because if you're a baseball fan, chances are you grew up going to these games with your dad or your grandpa or your grandma or your mom, or maybe you're just your siblings or whoever. So it's a little bit of nostalgia. And when we play, it's a totally free game to come see. It's done totally different, and it's kind of fun to watch because there is some real athleticism there. There's definitely some people like my dad. I mentioned now he's going to listen to this. He's going to be mad at me. But he's 63, so he can't move around as much as he used to be able to. But we got some guys that are just, I mean, really great athletes that could hold, I mean, they could hold their own against regular baseball players. I mean, so it's fun to come out and watch that. And there's also just something that kind of just slows life down. You know, it's something that everything, you're not really worrying about anything else, about work or anything else. You're just watching a baseball game or playing a baseball game. So yeah, it is something I enjoy.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.